This is The Rounds Table.
All right, welcome back, Rounds Table listeners. We have an exciting episode in store today. We're going to be talking a little bit about atrial fibrillation and then a little bit more about atrial fibrillation. John, what article do you have up for us first today?
So first, we're going to be talking about catheter ablation in end-stage heart failure with atrial fibrillation. This was published by Sons et al. In the New England Journal of Medicine, August 2023.
Yes, I saw this all over Twitter. Okay, so what was the research question?
They wanted to know, what is the role of catheter ablation in patients with symptomatic AFib who had end-stage heart failure?
And why did this article catch your eye?
I mean, we know this, but heart failure is common. But as with everything in medicine, there's really a spectrum with respect to disease severity. And there are patients who have end-stage heart failure where there are really considerations around, okay, like, would they be a transplant consideration? Would you think about an LVAD, or do you need to change goals of care? There have been studies that have shown that in patients with CHF and symptomatic AFib, if they undergo catheter ablation, they have lower likelihood of death or worsening CHF, but they excluded these kind of end-stage patients. And so this trial was really done to look at the safety and efficacy among patients with end-stage heart failure and symptomatic AFib who were referred specifically to a specialized center that focused on heart transplants and implantations of LVADs.
Okay. You've caught my attention. What was the study design here?
This was a single